One of my favorite things, of course, smoking a good cigar, and joining us right now to talk about Drew Estate Cigars, the founder of Drew Estate Cigars is Jonathan Drew, having a big event up in Kentucky. I'm sad I won't be able to go to this event, Jonathan, because it sounds like it's going to be a great event. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you so much, Chad. Yeah, we're indeed looking for forward to the event today. I've been working here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, nonstop the last couple of days, so it's a pretty big deal. We're going to teach the world about fire smoking, fire curing cigars here in Kentucky, the heart of the fire curing movement in the United States. So thanks for having me on the show, Chad.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, for those of us who won't be able to make it up to Kentucky today, but tell us a little bit about the event and what you're going to be showing those in Kentucky.
All right. Well, if you think about it like this, when you walk into any premium cigar shop across the country, you see basically you walk into the humidor. All the cigars that are in that humidor are what's called dark air-cured cigars. So that means it's tobacco. So that means that tobacco is taken out of the ground. It's cultivated from the farm. It goes to a curing barn. At that point, the tobacco goes through a curing process using the open air. But what we do with the Kentucky fire-cured cigars is very unique. It's a process been done for 200 years, but the tobacco has been used for other things. So we take the tobacco, goes into the curing barn, and we burn maple and hickory and oak, hardwoods, on the floor. And that smoke, we smoke the tobacco, just as if you were going into your backyard and grilling a steak or saying, you know what, I'm going to smoke a steak using smoker. So using that, instead of the choice of grilling your steak, using the smoke, not heat, but the smoke, to create that smoky, peaty taste, almost like if you have a peaty Islay scotch. You know, so that's what fire curing is all about. And here in Kentucky is the heart of it, in Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia. But here in Kentucky is the heart of fire curing tobacco. And what we're doing is it's called the Kentucky Fire Cured Barn Smoker. And you can see, if anybody still hasn't registered, at www.KentuckyBarnSmoker.com, they can check it out. But the event's in a couple hours. It starts from 4 and it ends at 7 today. And there's hundreds of people coming from all over the place. We have people in from Japan and different states, you know, obviously a lot of area from the Midwest and the South. You know, so it's a pretty big event for us. And the product has been out for 1 year already, the Kentucky Fire Cured Cigars by Drew Estate. But this is really like the celebratory release party, because this is where we really teach cigar connoisseurs what fire curing really means, so they can see it, videotape it, Facebook, hashtag it, you know, the whole thing. So that's what's going on, Chad.
Well, and I think it's a real interesting event and a very interesting cigar, the Kentucky Fire Cured Cigar, because this is, y'all are the only ones doing it, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've developed other markets prior to this. We developed that acid market, which is an infused cigar. I mean, when we started that product back in 99, 98, people didn't even know what the word infused was.
Right.
And then later on, the coffee-infused segment. And this is really the Liga Privada T52, I think, was the next rebirth moment for Drew Estate. And this is the fourth one. So it's not that anybody else is doing it. We've been working on this project since 2011, documented all along the way. It took 4 years, Will. 3.5 years to get this thing on the market. So it's really, it's ahead of its time, but you know, it's about education. People who smoke the fire cured cigars, they either love them or hate them. It's almost like peaty scotch. You might like, you know, bourbon or whiskey or scotch from other parts of Scotland. But when you like that fire cured, that smoky taste, I mean, that's just something that once you decide that you like that, it's very difficult to choose something else. So the cigar has, you know, I call it raison d'être, Chad. It has a reason to be. It's not just another cigar on the shelf, because let's face it, the humidors these days, whether it's from Nicaragua, Honduras, Dominican Republic, Drew Estate, and many, many other companies, there's so many great cigars to choose. So the level of quality on the market these days is just incredible. So this is something that's really, it's got its own reason to be, and the people who try it, you know, who smoke past the halfway point of the cigar is banging from the minute you light it up. But that smoky taste is really, it stands alone. There's nothing like it, really, nothing at all. Never has been.
Very cool. We're visiting with Jonathan Drew, founder of Drew Estate Cigars. talking about a big event that's going on in Kentucky, where they're showing off their Kentucky Fire Cured cigar and going through the process and showing people what that's all about, because it is a different process. What, looking back on you know, your time, of course, with the cigar industry, how have things changed and how have things progressed, and where do you see Drew Estate and other cigars going in the future?
Well, thanks for asking. That's a good question, Chad. So when we got into the business in 95, this Super Bowl Sunday, actually, Super Bowl Sunday 96 was my opening day in the World Trade Center. I had a very small little store, a push cart, that I opened up when I was in college. And now 18 and a half years later, moved to Nicaragua in 1998. We don't get cigars made for us, Chad. When I moved to Nicaragua, I started with 5 employees and myself in a little greenhouse. And then as the years have gone by, we're now the second largest manufacturer of premium cigars in the world. We're number one, obviously, in Nicaragua, and we're number 3 in market share in the United States overall. The only companies that sell more cigars than we do are either these giant publicly traded companies, big corporate boardroom style stuff. So, you know, we're still in the cut. You know, we still keeping it very close to the vest, what we do. You know, we're very in touch with our final consumers, that connectivity. People know JD, they know John Drew, they know who I am. They're able to get me, whether it's on my Facebook or email or texting me. So, you know, what we've done is very unique within the cigar industry. Back in those days, when I started, cigar smoking was a very personal thing. It was something like, this is what I do alone. I'm going to light up my cigar. No one's here. I'm going to be by myself. This is just going to be my moment. And what we've done to the industry, we've done a number of things, and others have as well, but one thing we've brought to the game is we've made cigar smoking a very social experience. That time that you're sitting in a cigar shop or sitting at your house with your buddies or you're at a barbecue or you're at an event, that whole feeling of that social movement into cigars is something that we've done. So it's been great for the industry because it allows dialogue. It allows people to talk, oh, I like this. I like those Liga Privada cigars. It's got the hottest cigar in the year, the last 2 years in a row. Or the other guy says, well, I don't like it. I like a Padron better, or I like a Drew Estate better, or Fuente. Whatever it is, it allows a lot of passing of information. And the internet, as we move forward in the cigar business used to be, you know, backward. It was backward. There was no progressive thinking, and I don't mean progressive in a liberal sense. I mean progressive in the sense of being able to progress your business in a way that people are able to acknowledge your products, have access points to it, connect people to the places to purchase your cigars, and learn about your cigars. When you go to www.cigarsafari.com, you'll be able to understand our 16 trips that we do a year with 16 people that we take, final consumers. Every Memorial Day we post it. All the guys from Cigars for Warriors have been down, you know, a lot of the guys from Cigars for Warriors. Actually, Cigars for Warriors has grown so big at this point that when I talk about the core guys, you know, the founder, Stormbone, all the guys who started Cigars for Warriors, you know, that's another thing I was hoping that we could touch base with.
Absolutely.
Touch base on today. And, how that relates to CigarSafari.com is that it's a matter, whatever Drew Estate gets behind, whether it's teaching people about tobacco in Nicaragua on this very personal tour that we do 3 nights, 4 days, or whether it's getting behind this program. I never like to call it a charity, although they are a 501c3, I believe is what you call it. They are a charity organization, so you're able to write off your donations and stuff. But I call it a program. I mean, what are we doing? We have one charter at Drew Estate. The charter for our program at Cigars for Warriors is to put cigars in the hands of deployed military. Not, you know, the retired guys. We support them with other programs and stuff. But Cigars for Warriors is about the guys on the front line, the guys overseas. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we've been shipping out 85 to 95,000 cigars a year. And this year, we're going to beat it. And that's Drew Estate participating with Cigars for Warriors. So they raise cigars. Part of that, obviously, is not just Drew Estate. They are bringing in cigars from final consumers in 187 stores throughout the United States who are checkpoints, basically people's deposit centers for people to deposit cigars to get to the soldiers. And what we need to do is we need to keep bringing money into Cigars for Warriors so that we're able to ship those cigars, because nobody at Cigars for Warriors takes a salary. So 100% of all of the donations that go to Cigars for Warriors goes straight to the program. There ain't nobody taking a nickel, not even, and, you know, I'm hoping to see the day where, not me, because I have Drew Estate, but the guys who are behind this, I'm hoping to see a day where they can take a little salary and be able to sleep in a hotel room that's a little nicer than these you know, $40 places. They're sleeping on the sides of the road. I feel bad for them. We try and help them and raise money for them as much as we can. But Cigars for Warriors, these guys have integrity. And that's why you can feel good when you donate to it, because that's why Drew State's behind it. Because I've donated to many, many different programs, and I never liked what was going on. So when they started Cigars for Warriors, I said, Storm, before I get behind this, I want to meet every board of director. Boom. I want to see your corporate, you know, certificate, your shareholders agreement. I want to see how the company's going to run. This is already 4 years ago, so, you know, bear with me. But bottom line, JD, John, Drew, I'm the man standing behind this program. And now they have many companies who participate, you know, famous cigars participate, and JR and CI and numerous other cigar manufacturers participate. So anybody who wants to do something great for a soldier, just think about it this way. You can give them some of the cigars you love, or you can give them the stuff that you don't love, that you want to get rid of, because to some dude somewhere sitting in Iraq, yeah, he's going to be pumped and jazzed to have a little break that evening and smoke a stick, and that means the world to these guys, you know?
Absolutely. They get to relax a little bit, and everyone likes different cigars. Hey, everyone has different tastes. We're visiting with Jonathan Drew, Drew Estate Cigars, the big event going on in Kentucky today. All the best to you and to the event up there. Hope it's very successful, and also for the new line, the Kentucky Cured Cigar. Looking forward to smoking a couple of those over the weekend and trying out the new smoky taste of it.
If you need some for a giveaway, let us know. I'd love to send some down for you, share with some of your listeners. Thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate it so much. You guys are doing a great job, and thank you for supporting Cigars for Warriors. Thank you so much, Chad.
Jonathan, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Peace.
Have a good one. Long ashes to you. That's Jonathan Drew. Drew Estate Cigars. Good guy. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.